This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
He is, in fact, little.
Where's my Bible?
Floss break.
I'm not seeing enough movement, guys.
Why I need just a little more time to make Toon Turn. It'll be worth it. Here's more sneak peeks.
How to use the C word.
No way.
Johnny is aligning his
My therapist told me that I need to conceal, don't feel.
Dude, and let
what
it go.
What does that even mean?
Bam, you look more purple than usual.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
You think?
Maybe.
I think it might be the shades. The tint on my shades is a little different.
No, the floof, like this part,
you
it
never,
looks a bit different.
Wait, did you never have glasses?
What? Yeah, I've had glasses, Bundan. What?
Wait, Bam, and is that a new cat ears model as well?
No.
It might be. It might just be.
Bam, weren't you skin colored before?
Yeah, wait. I remember Bam being green.
Bam, show me your shoulder.
Oh,
show
right.
me your shoulder right
okay.
now. What is underneath?
My shoulder?
Yeah.
My shoulder?
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you're wearing your normal
Take off the layer, Bam. Take off the layer, Bam. We're ready.
Dude, the cross cam goes crazy.
All the same.
Wait, do you have a bump?
I actually can't do it.
Dude, do you have a bump for your little penis? Can I just see?
What? Anyway, Bundan. Anyway, guys.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rumble Pack Podcast.
Anyway.
Presentation.
Before Bam presents that, we have some presentations of our own. So, who wants to go first? Like, I'm personally,
curious,
I could go
guys.
First.
I want to go first. I'm not going to lie.
No,
I'd be willing to go first.
Wait. I thought we were bringing out the wheel.
The wheel. Oh, wait. No, we should bring out the wheel. I love the wheel. The wheel is like the eighth member of Rumble Pack. Anna's number nine.
That's true.
Should we name
I don't.
The wheel?
I don't want to erase the things on the wheel. So we're gonna have to choose two colors. Everyone. All right.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Down.
Yeah. I'll do blue and blue.
What?
Okay.
I'll do orange to purple.
I'll do red. Wait.
All right.
I'll do red and purple.
I'll be green, man.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I will be.
Bam,
I'm
you can still
first.
Have orange.
I will be yellow and orange. Okay. All right, I'll be yellow and orange.
What? Wait, what do I get then? Wait, what?
You get the lighter orange. You get the lighter orange right there.
See, I'm these
this
two.
Is so complicated.
I'm these two. Okay.
I can just spin it and we'll fit.
No, that's not yellow. That is not yellow, C-Dot. Yellow is to the left. Another one.
Dano.
Oh yeah.
I think Dano's colorblind.
Just. Anyways. I'm not colorblind. What are
no,
you talking
Dano's,
about?
No. Dano's right.
Bam. Here's Johnny.
You just changed it! I'm...
Here's Bundan, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
This is goalpost moving, I swear.
I could not spin this wheel down.
I can't wait for the wheel spin. I love...
Wheel.
Bam.
Is that me?
Yeah. Who are you?
All right, now show
no
your pants,
way.
Bam.
No way.
It was supposed to be me.
That's not what we're doing.
It was supposed to be me!
That was today!
Let me get my presentation. Here we go. Okay, so my presentation is on... Let me just go in the Bam corner real quick. Is on little guy supremacy.
<goes here.
laughs>
Yes!
Right?
People don't realize how true this is.
I love the little guy's supremacy, dude.
This is probably
the
best
people are about
YouTube
to
advice
know the
you will ever get, guys. You better listen up.
I'm getting little guys made of myself as we speak by Carr. Shoutouts.
Little guys!
Very, very true.
And if Carr does not know this, I haven't commissioned it yet. I'll do it like tomorrow, don't worry.
Okay, so, little guy supremacy. The secret to YouTube success, okay? Mm-hmm. Are we all listening? Are we all paying attention?
Because I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. I am locked in.
Subscribers. Very good. Okay. So, what is Little Guy Supremacy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Little Guy Supremacy, or LGS for short, is the phenomenon that occurs when adding a little guy to any form of content, right? LGS gives content a much better chance of reaching a wider audience and more views. And I've seen this hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times over in my career. So I'm pretty much a little guy expert, you could say.
LGS is becoming like an official marketing term in marketing business.
Yes.
That's going to be an esports org in 5 years.
True. And I'm going to find that. So time and time again, we've seen the effects of LGS across videos and content and beyond, right? It's not just videos, but that's for another day. Anyway, I thought I'd get some through some examples.
I have a question.
Okay, question, go on.
Is Riggy part of LGS?
Well, I think we'll get to that because I thought I would go through some examples and explain everything in more detail. So, example A, we have Dao Cal drawings. All right.
Dude, did you get this new picture? Oh my gosh. Where in the world did you get that picture?
No, it's from the prop
many
video.
Pictures, Dana.
I see the background.
No shot.
Exact
way.
Frame.
No.
How did he
Dana
get that
Cal
picture?
Drawings, pre LGS content.
Yep.
What was going on in the life of Dana Cal, right? We had gaming channel.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Some gaming videos. We had main channel. There was some stuff on there, I think, maybe. And then, of course, most important, we cannot forget the reaction channel.
Give me
right?
2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he had a reaction channel pre-LGS?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes. Dana reacted to shorts clips. Like, what was that? What's that one guy? Like, Stanimus? Is that the guy?
He's one of those guys who pointed up at the clip.
Bentelect, was it?
Yeah,
was
he pointed
up.
Yeah.
Bentelect.
Yeah. That one. Yeah. We all remember this. Mm-hmm. And here's a little screenshot of the graph, right? When this was happening. Mm-hmm. Also a little reaction, because that's what he was doing at the time. But then, right?
Sorry.
It hits. It all comes together with the post-LGS content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Main channel features little guy, immediately becomes a billionaire.
Yeah, look, he's wearing his merch right now. He's wearing his LGS merch right now.
Right?
Oh, no.
So powerful. Oh, they form their own channel, their own brand, their own merchandise, more views, and more revenue. Right?
Yeah.
Consensus, the LGS is successful. As you can see by the graph. You can see on the graph there, it's going
very off the charts. It's off the charts.
It is off the charts. It's off the slide, off the presentation.
And now
but you may really ask me a question.
I do want to add a suggestion if you were to give this presentation again. I think the next slide should be the line continuing through the next slide.
Ooh, That would have been good. But there's probably a burning question that you guys have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
what if the LGS kills me?
Is this little guy? Well,
yeah, who is he?
I'm proud to announce that I know the info. I have the information. This is Riggy the Runky, right? And I'm about to explain right now why this guy is a great little guy. Okay.
What? Wait, hold on. Teacher, no. I have a question.
What?
Why did you put Riggy into a material blender? Material blender.
Oh, you mean the Riggy orb? Oh, that's just a last minute addition.
Okay.
Anyway, so if we look at this little guy, right? An arrow, so you know that that's the little guy. Okay. This guy. He is in fact little. We can see this. And this is good. This is good for the little guy. That's bonus points. And other bonus points we have include iconic marketable design. Very, very good. Right? Bright, vibrant colors. Very important for the age that we live in and the content that we consume. And also animal features. That is also a big plus.
The teacher says with his cat ears on.
Hey, what can you say? Anyway, so...
All three of those apply to the teacher. Hold on.
I mean, hey, maybe we'll get to that. But anyway, all the consensus of this, my little diagram here, I would say this is an A tier little guy.
Okay, wait. A solid A tier. I have another question. I'm sorry. Are the three, like, characteristics of a little guy? Iconic, marketable design, bright, vibrant colors, and animal features. Are those like the three
must-haves? These aren't the three must-haves, but these are three features that specifically make this little guy a very, very powerful little guy, right?
Okay.
I have a question. Canonically, do you know how tall the little guy is? Like, what are his little measurements?
Isn't he like 3 inches or something?
3.5.
I think I've seen him like to scale next to you.
He's about six inches, 6.7 inches with his ears.
That's honestly pretty big.
Honestly,
I think it's average.
I think it's average. I think average is underselling the length that little guy has.
It could do some damage. It could do some damage at that size.
I think.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe he's 5.8 inches. I don't know. My wiki page is saying something different.
That still can do what?
You're checking your wiki? You're the creator. You can change it on a whim. Don't check the wiki.
Goodness gracious. All right, continue.
Continue.
All right, okay. So let's get a bit of variation here with example B. All right, you guys are never going to guess who this is going to be for the next example. It is...
Little Bam Plush.
Bam.
Oh!
Yeah!
Bam!
Right?
That's my favorite little guy.
That's
my favorite little guy.
Let's get a little look at Bam. Pre-LGS content. No little guy. Ooh. Generic. Yeah, bland. No, there was not a whole lot going on, and the graph right now is on the floor. Yeah, right? That's what I've been saying. But post-LGS content... immediate spike in views and money.
And that's with 3 Ys.
Yep, that's with 3 Ys. Look at that graph. That is insane. And you can see the little guy being implemented right there. Mm-hmm. And that is when it all went down. You can see the effect. So, I did just like copy and paste this slide, so I'm pretty sure we already know who this little guy is. It me. There he is.
Yeah.
So, if we go through and analyze her, we can in fact see. This is the main quality. They are little.
Little.
He is little.
Canonically,
that is
how
the only must, I think.
Is little guy.
That's classified information.
Okay.
Anyway, iconic marketable design. That's good. That's a plus. Mm-hmm. Bright, vibrant colors. And most of all, this is a very important one for this one specifically. Puts a face to the voice, which is very big. It's very big, often overlooked in content creation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, S-tier little guy, I would say.
S-tier.
I would say S-tier little guy for this one, right? And you know what? In this case specifically, for putting a face to the voice, there are many such cases. You guys all know him. You all love him, right? We got Dejus. We got Cinemunch. That's a classic, absolute classic. We got... Where is he? There he is, Joe Kane. Absolute W.
It's like the old angle little guy.
Royal Pair. Robert, and also cannot forget Jelly Bean. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? You know what all these guys have in common, as well as having little guys? You know what
Success.
They all have in common? Yes.
Money.
They all saw this.
Yes!
This is what
yeah!
they see. All of them have seen this.
Money from little guys.
Yes. Conclusion, get a little guy, and you will get rich and famous. That is my presentation.
Well,
I have to convince you all.
Subscribe.
Encore. Encore.
Will this be on the midterm?
Yes.
That was great.
There we go. That's my presentation. Yeah, you do have to study all of this.
Johnny, have you ever implemented...
I need like an essay on little guy characteristics.
Johnny, have you ever implemented a little guy to your shorts? I introduced my first little guy to my... to my YouTube channel.
I occasionally pull out a little guy sometimes. I pull out a little guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. True. I saw that the ranking.
To be fair,
Pokemon.
Kirby is Johnny's little guy, dude. How many little guys he has behind him.
Look at the horde of little guys.
C-Dot has a little guy too. C-Dot has Frederick.
Yes.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Charlie. Is it Frederick? What is his name? Frederick? I'm gonna kick myself if it's not.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I have a shoot, Jared the Pikmin. I'm turning the wheel into a little guy. By the way, did I mention that? I'm giving him
the wheel is out.
That's huge.
The wheel
is
Rumble Pack's little guy, man. There we go.
Dude, you guys probably know this, but maybe people don't. I have this like Roblox kid who's like coming on my streams recently, and he's my little guy. I posted 2 shorts with him.
Both shorts have number one trending in gaming. Both the That's shorts.
What?
Which is crazy, dude. It's a real thing.
That's big.
Is real.
That's big. Yeah,
Bam's theory is actually
it is
legit.
True. It is.
I would
true.
Like to. Everybody I would like to can, volunteer as the next tribute. I'd like to volunteer.
I would volunteer to go next.
I think we have to give it to the wheel, guys.
I think though.
I think you're right.
All right. Okay. That's wheel.
We have to give it to the wheel. That's no. Bundan speaks
thing.
The truth.
We'll do the same thing, except if it's Bam, we just respin. Here we go.
If it's Bam, then Bam picks.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let the wheel decide.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Oh.
Hold on.
And no way.
Pick me.
Who's it going to be? Bam picks.
Right?
Bam picks.
Do I get to decide?
Wait, I'll see it again. Yeah.
Okay. I am going to go with Jonathan Razor.
Let's go! Let's go! Okay. I'm gonna share my screen quick. Don't look at it. Make sure your volume's
okay,
on.
Okay. Close my eyes. Closed.
For the people watching this, sadly, the music can't be on because copyright. But for if this turns into a short, then you'll understand.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Just...
Oh, wait.
Tell me when to look.
One sec.
Okay. Johnny, touching my iron deficiency eyeballs. Cannot hold this arm for much longer. You gotta...
Feeling mom spaghetti right now.
Here we go.
Should I look? Open my eyes?
Look.
Okay.
I can't see.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
Why the Fortnite Big Bang event had more impact than Christianity on the Western world.
This is an insane statement to start your presentation, but I'm ready for this.
Where's my Bible?
Point number one. Eminem is the GOAT.
Mm.
This is true. I can see this.
Point number two, Lego.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Surely there's Lego Jesus. Hold on.
Lego Jesus images.
Daddy, are you trying to prepare a counter argument right now?
Yes. Look
point
at this.
Three.
Look at this. Jesus has Lego. Does point, look at this. Jesus has Lego. Boom.
Point three.
No.
Rocket League.
No, Jesus wasn't in that. No.
Jesus was not in Rocket League.
This is true.
Oh, I lost. I lost. Right. I'm sorry, God.
Ooh.
I'm scared.
This next point, though.
No, wait. I'm on the
sorry,
end of my seat.
You need to take a second to just prepare for
I'm
this
ready,
next
I'm
point.
Ready.
He's got hype slides for his slides. No.
Dude, look at this transition.
No.
Did I mention Eminem? Did I mention Eminem? Oh, I did? My B.
Okay, that's fine.
Point number four.
Oh?
The Griff.
No. Didn't
we gotta see
you
the group?
No.
Yes. Oh. What a banger skin. Oh. One of the best skins in gaming history. Like actually.
Mm.
But I like
the griff.
One. I don't like the golden griff. I like the t-shirt one, like the normal one.
Ooh.
You can't see.
Here's my honest reaction to the griff. That's what I did when I saw the griff for the first time. And you might not be sold yet. Perchance more Eminem. Perchance more Eminem.
Perchance.
Oh my God.
Floss break.
I have no undies on right now, so I'm just gonna do like this.
I'm doing it right now. You just can't see the rest.
Dano,
of my body.
Can you floss, man? What's the point of the?
I'm not seeing enough movement, guys. Ooh. Guys, I'm not seeing enough movement.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing enough movement.
We're not seeing enough.
I'm not seeing enough movement, guys. There it is. There it is.
Hold on.
We all have to floss before I'm legally allowed to continue with this presentation. Did everybody floss? Everybody's flossing? Everyone flossed.
My iron deficiency can't be doing this.
Thank you. Ooh. We may now continue.
I can't wait for flossing break too, dude.
We're doing a sequel.
Dude, where are we going on this journey, bro? It feels like a Roblox game.
Point number five.
It does feel like a Roblox game.
Solid Snake.
Wait.
Snack.
Snack.
Wait, he's Snake solid. In he's yeah, in Fortnite.
Dude, he's in Fortnite, yeah.
What's
the most solid I've seen him?
In conclusion.
I'm ready.
Fortnite has the sauce.
Mm.
There it is.
And
Christianity that doesn't? Is that the argument? That Christianity has no sauce?
It's doing a Dano, it's doing a spin, man. You gotta pack it up.
Oh no.
It's done, dude.
Oh no. Johnny, if your channel gets deleted tomorrow, all I'm saying is that we know there's a God.
Wait.
I will now elaborate further.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
How can we let him do this? Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
I swear.
So see, Dan, all your concerns have now just been like lifted
that's
away.
That's true. I've been convinced. Yeah. See this thing. See this. I'm so done.
Ooh. Careful. That's sin.
Another day, another victory for the OG. Presentation done. Mic drop.
Oh God. You know what?
Thank you,
I agree
John
with
Eminem.
Every point. They were very good points. You make a great argument.
Dude.
Mm.
My favorite slide was the one that just said Rocket League.
I just realized I didn't record the presentation. I didn't change
no!
my. I'm gonna send this to Anna
yeah.
and all.
So you said they can work out the timing from just what you said.
Yeah.
I guess.
I perfectly timed that to the music. Did you guys hear the music?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Emotional journey. One.
It was emotional.
All right.
They rehearsed.
I'm sorry, Anna, that you have to add that in.
Then there's the big yellow text on screen.
That's brother.
I mean, there's three of us left.
Let's do the wheel, here. Baby. Let's do the wheel.
One and three. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Mm.
I really should not put it back every time.
Yeah. Why do you want?
It's not.
No. It's funny.
Wants everybody
funny.
To see his alarmo and stuff.
If I just pull it up, you know, I gotta go and nab it. It's a physical venture. All right.
Johnny's just ruined the
suck
rest of our
thuds.
Presentations. None of us can live right. up to that. You ever feel that in class?
I made that. I want you guys to know. Done. I made that presentation 2 years ago.
Oh my God!
Right, if it's on the green.
That's crazy. Here,
on the lime green. It's a respin or you two choose. Here we go.
Wait.
Okay. Johnny
Did
and
that
Bam
Fortnite
just like
update
had
happened
form
2 years
council.
Ago.
That happened 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
It's Dano,
that's
mind blowing. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's
get it, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It is Dana. Yeah.
You gotta edge me, baby. All right. Here we go. All right. Mm-hmm. So my presentation, boys and girls. Here we go. I gotta just put my little cam. Actually, it'll probably be best right here. There we go. All right. So my presentation doesn't have any music, and I feel ashamed going after Johnny. I'm not gonna lie. But hold on, let me pull it up. In case you guys don't know, I am a PowerPoint master. It is kind of my job. So if this looks a little better than anybody else's, sorry, guys. All right. So basically, why I need just a little more time to make Toon Turn.
I like how we...
Just a little bit. Like Johnny, this presentation was not made for the podcast episode. I actually had to make this to show to... my lawyer, the merch company, and everybody else waiting on me, and also my fans.
yeah, you should upload this to man. You should upload this to man.
That's based.
All right. Oh, sorry, my bad.
You got a lot of work to do here, Dana. By the way, I just want to put that out. I need some points. Mm-hmm.
Some good reasoning. Yeah. I got you covered. All right. First, legal stuff.
Oh.
There's my little guy to assist my point.
My
camera's censoring him, but okay, he is wearing pants, I promise.
So you actually showed this to lawyers? You actually showed this to lawyers?
I did show this to lawyers, yes. What are you going to say, Johnny?
I feel like I give you more credit. Like, I feel like you do need to take more time, because the little guy is there to help me know.
True.
The little guy's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I feel like empathy now. I didn't feel that before.
Thank you. Well, I'm gonna keep moving my camera like 100 times. All right. So legal stuff. First up, we have contracts for music, mm-hmm. copywriting the characters, copywriting the episode itself. I have to get that submitted on a USB drive, which is the stupidest thing in the world. Dude, I actually didn't know this. Did you know, like, all these Marvel movies and stuff, they have to put it on, like, a drive and, like, send it to a copyright office? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, dude.
That's so absurd. Ancient.
Anyway, rights for other things, more stuff, legally, I cannot say. But, yeah, legal stuff. That's probably one of the biggest excuses I have. Nice little transition there. Next, mm-hmm. animation. Animation takes time. It is very long. Look at this. This thing that I did on the slide, watch this.
That's an animation.
How long did that...
That took four years. That took 4 years alone. So just imagine how long it would take to make a series. I'm going to play it again, just in case everybody missed it the first time. Four years of my life.
Magnum opus right there.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was four years.
I could do it in two. I'm going to say I could do it in two.
All right. To be fair, that was 4 years. I could have been working on Toon Turf that I chose to spend on that little animation, but, you know. Third point, I am a perfectionist. It is a sickness. There's a visual representation of the sickness.
I see the LGS. It makes sense
there
now.
Seriously, I've redone certain scenes 40 times. Here's actual proof. Here's the first one. Hold on. Wait, can I play it? Let's see if I can play it. There we go.
Oh, wait, leaked.
Let's see if you can tell the difference between these two scenes. This is the first scene, and then I had to redo it 100 times, and this is the second. There's no sound. That's too much leak.
Too much leak.
Yeah, too much leak. Let's see. Can you guys tell the difference between these two scenes?
The lower camera angle. I'm a fan of the lower camera angle. It makes the guy look more imposing.
The camera works way better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more lively. But like the first one sucks, dude. If that came out, I would actually want to cancel you. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. So. These are good changes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Dude, this... So, fun fact. So, this is the first one. The top left is the first one, and that is take four, is what it's labeled in my files as.
Dan, have you ever shown, like, a full scene like this yet?
I will in the Riggy History video, and it'll be uploaded right before this, so that's why I'm choosing. It took a next point. It took a long time to find the right people to work with. Everyone in the credits is an amazing person, but it was a long journey finding these people.
There he is.
LGS. And it makes so much sense.
LGS track.
He's looking for him. He's looking for him.
Yeah. He's searching, dude. Searching high and low. I'm glad Bam went first, so that way the LGS influence is more apparent.
True, yeah.
There we go. Look at these high quality transitions. Next up, not rushing the people that I'm working with, because I'm working with a couple really good talented people, dubbing people, the merch company, and the music and stuff. Now, granted, they all have pretty much finished their jobs or have been finished for a little bit, but it did take a long time. You can't rush art. That's what I say. I got this GIF to drive home my point.
Yeah, man.
I want to punch myself in the face.
Yeah. There's no LGS.
There was no LGS, and that's why I was pissed off at that one.
Yeah.
You could have fixed that.
Yeah.
The slide.
Because you used a GIF instead of a. That's LGS.
Yeah, some gross, senile old man. So disgusting. Seriously, it needs to be the best I can make it, or I will never be happy with myself. Continuing.
That was a real slide. That was a real slide.
I am going.
That you.
I am. Okay. It,
continue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is going to dictate the next 5 to 10 years of my life. 21 languages. That's a lot of languages.
That is a lot of languages.
As shown by this animation of a oh, never mind. I guess the sound just disappeared. here we go. My next point
It'll be worth it. Here's more sneak peeks. There's Lucky Dolo.
Oh wait,
Rumble
Pack exclusive maybe. Mm-hmm.
There's Riggy riding a skateboard.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic.
Oh, dude, that's so good. Honestly, don't even show more. Don't show more. Just that. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Dan, I remember you showing. Don't show anymore.
Yeah. They don't deserve it. And a censor that shot. And a censor the shot.
All right, there's more. Here's a shot of Riggy hitting his head, and here's another one of him hitting his head. I'll just replay these a couple times so you guys can get the full effect. It'll be like you're watching the episode. Look at this. Brain damage.
It's like it's real, guys. It's real.
It's real.
It actually exists.
Look at the back and forth. See? Look at how many times.
Dude,
I just realized this... This isn't even the final shot. This is like three shots back that I just used for him falling out of the house, but that's hilarious. Anyway. Yeah, because this frame is just like completely gone. Anyway. It'll be worth it. I literally started going to therapy to get it out sooner.
Actually, W.
I am actively...
Ooh, mood shift?
I am actively damaging my mental health, friendships, the stability of my job, my sleep schedule, my health, and other private things, but it will be better when TuneTurf releases, so I am okay. I have put way too many substances in my body. Here are all the substances that I have tried in order to focus better and or get the episode done faster, including one that I had to blur.
His energy B12.
This is vitamins. But it will all be better when TuneTurf releases, so I am okay.
I love how the slides are slowly going.
I am really tired, though.
Yeah. It's like you're just going more insane, dude.
So I am sorry to my friends and family if I do not give you the attention you deserve from me.
No LGS.
And
this is not a call for help. I will be fine soon.
I miss the little guys, man. Where's the LGS?
I have one final point.
Yes!
LGS!
Oh,
yes!
LGS!
There it is.
This is Choke Guy.
That two of them on one slide.
Two little guys on one slide.
Crazy.
Just a Choke Guy.
The LGS levels are skyrocketing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Dano? I forgive you.
That's my favorite.
I forgive you now.
It's actually close now. I know I've said it 100 times, but everything is set now. It's close, and I have a date. And then,
don't say it. Don't say the date. Don't say the date.
Thank you for listening.
Yay!
Yippee!
Ear.
Little guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Anna
did, the cough did is part of the presentation showing my health.
There we go.
Mm-hmm,
time for the wheel again.
That was amazing.
I think it's time for the wheel again.
Like, we got 50-50.
Actually, we should just flip a coin.
I'll do a coin flip, but right. It feels bad on the wheel. I just don't want to cheat on the wheel.
Okay, wait. We can flip the wheel.
Oh, true. Flip the wheel.
If it lands wheel side up, then C-Dot goes. If it lands backside up, then Bundun goes.
We're flipping the wheel.
Flip the wheel onto the bed.
All right.
Flip it
onto
the bed.
No, on your bed. On your bed.
I can't have anything bad happen to my little guy, all right? All right?
That's
C-Dot,
true.
C-Dot, wait, listen. C-Dot, every single time my views have been low and I break one of Riggy's limbs, then my views instantly go back up. Do you understand?
Sure. Yes.
Little guy torture is part of the view cycle. It's part of the cycle.
Exactly. Dude, if Bam broke his little guy's arm, do you know all the views would be like, no, where can I donate? Where can I donate?
How can I help this little guy?
Exactly.
That would be me breaking my arm IRL, would it not?
Yeah, exactly. But it would make people like it even more.
Okay, I'll get on that.
You know what? I'm just not going to do that, all right? This guy ain't a little guy yet, all right? It still has to be made.
Fine. Tank our
Wait,
views.
Which one's,
the episode's
which one,
a 10
which
out of 10.
All right. These five, Bundun. Other five, me. All right, here
okay.
we go.
I'm just going to trust you. I didn't see what you're pointing at.
I believe.
I'm just going to trust the wheel.
Bundun, that's you?
It's me.
Hey!
Big.
Okay.
Big.
All right. So I do want to say mine is probably the least fancy, but I think it's got substance and importance for today. Mm-hmm. I'm about to teach you something really, really important. Let me
I'm ready
the
to learn
Australian language
Fortnite, or I'm
real.
Not listening.
Okay.
Real,
I'm going to teach you the real Australian language. Now, okay. Anna, because you're not here today, get ready to work. Okay.
Ew, Google Slides?
All right.
Let's
start
PowerPoint
with the most
loser.
Important. How to use the C
oh,
word.
Oh, no.
Now, every time we use this, it demonetizes the stream. So, Anna, get your bleeps ready. Okay. Mm-hmm. Firstly, it can mean everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what Americans don't understand. They think it's just insult. I can be a...
Yeah.
It can be a...
Yeah.
You can be a...
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Wait, me?
I have a question. Can we be a...
Yeah.
We can be...
Yeah.
Plural?
But you'd have to say...
Yeah.
Okay. You have to put, like, use proper English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's some examples.
Yeah.
So it can be a nice greeting, for example. How you go?
Yeah.
That's a, just a nice way to... In Australia, that's just normal. No one bats an eye. Mm-hmm. Or... What's up?
Yeah.
They're both like that's a bit more casual use with the homies. It works. It can be a common insult or just like a little bit of banter. Like doesn't have to be too rough. You're
yeah.
That's okay. Like that can just be your friend being a little bit annoying. You just be like, bro, you stop being a.
Yeah.
I'm a dumb.
Yeah.
I can be like I'm being the dumbest right now.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, it can be a great add-on to things. For example, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
It just adds so much value this to that sentence.
It adds oomph. It adds oomph to it. That's what it does.
Or a very Australian thing to say, I am stoked.
Yeah.
Which means I am really excited.
The audio listeners are going to be crying this podcast from how many bleeps there are.
No, I'm going to bring my audience in. We are going to learn the slangs with a quiz. Okay.
There's a quiz?
So we're going to wait. Now we know how to use the C word. Let's see if we can figure out the Australian slangs. Okay. First off. What does Arvo mean, guys? An easy one.
Easy?
Really?
Easy?
This is easy. See if you can reverse engineer it.
Is it it's not an acronym.
I swear I've been told this
is it an acronym?
No, this is a word.
Acronym?
I can use it in a sentence, but I'm going to see
if
you guys
can. Sentence,
please.
Is it like an RV?
A bye. Is it like...
No.
Oh, yeah. Is it a car? Is it like bye-bye? Is it like like a arrivederci? No.
I'll use it in a sentence. Okay. I'll see you in the Arvo.
Is it like... Afternoon?
Oh, is it the
so
day after
that?
Afternoon?
Yes!
Is it?
It's afternoon! See you in the Arvo!
How is that easy? Oh, dude, I feel like I'm in high school again.
Okay, next up.
I'm gonna fail
thongs.
Every test. Oh, what? I know this one! Is it like...
Go on,
Dana. No, I don't want to say it anymore. I feel
say
like
it,
I feel like I'm wrong.
Say it. It's okay. We can.
Oh, no, now you gotta say it.
It's a nice place.
It.
This is a safe space.
Now you gotta say it. We're all watching you. You
is
gotta
it
say
like,
it.
Like, is it the things that you, like you pick up chicken with, like on the barbecue?
Those are tongs.
That's tongs.
They're tongs. Yeah, and that's a normal word.
Yeah.
Isn't that the underwear?
No, that's a common mistake. Yeah, that's what you guys say, but it's wrong. We don't. We have a different. We have a different thing.
Yeah.
They're flip flops, as you guys call it.
You told us this. You told us this before.
Okay. That's
the worst part.
It's like the underwear for your feet. That's what we call thongs.
Yeah. I get
like,
it.
You see how you get? Yeah. Goon. What does goon mean, guys?
Meaning Australia.
No, don't cheat!
Whoa. No, that means you're a bad guy.
Yeah,
you're a henchman.
Yeah, that's what my thing is, too. That's what I've been led to believe.
I'm going to say it's like a rodent.
I'm going to give you a sentence.
I'm reading this and it looks so wrong, but I'm going to wait for you to say the answer
first. I'll give you a sentence for everyone. I can't wait to have some goon with you.
That's what I thought.
So, is it like a meal? Is it like a meal of some sort?
You know,
it's
pretty close to a meal, yeah.
Is it jerkmate ranked? Is it jerkmate ranked?
It is not in the jerkmate ranking.
Is that big in Australia?
Goon is a very popular word. I'll give you, it's commonly used with the bag. We usually say goon bag.
Goon
bag.
They compliment each other well.
Never put me in the goon bag, Bundun. Never put me there.
That's where I wanna be. So goon is this. It's, so when you go to the liquor store.
What is?
That is a bag of wine, but it's like $5 wine, and we call it a goon bag, or we call it goon. So it's like the cheapest wine you can have. And so, like,
the sentence that I read, it said, young Aussies drink goon to get drunk.
Yeah, dude, this is how you get fucked up.
So bad.
It's because, like, you have no money, so, and it's like, whatever, it's like $5 for that whole bag of wine, And then you like has like a little, you know those like water bottle things where you keep pressing and water comes out? Like it has like a little knob thing.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with wine. Mm. It comes in a box. You take the box out.
That's crazy. Anyway.
That is insane image.
Next one, servo.
Like I feel like server? I know this, but I don't.
Is it like I don't know if you guys will ever get this, but I'll give you
that's like a that's like
can.
A type of motor.
Yeah, that's I know servo it was servo motor. Motors.
It's kind of close. Mm. It's kind of close.
Gun. It's like kind of car. Kind of car.
It's related to cars, yeah.
Maybe.
Is it a pickup truck?
Is it like the aux cord for music? Radio. Radio.
I'll give you a sentence. I'm going to pick up a meat pie from the servo. That's a huge hint.
Is it like a gas station?
Drive
yes,
through.
Jordy oh. got it.
That's I was gonna say gas station. Store.
We call it this. We call it the servo. Yeah. What's next?
It's that is better than the petrol station.
Shut up, bro.
Okay, now I have a couple sentences for you guys to translate.
Okay.
First one. Okay, we're not here to spiders. This is a very common sentence you'll hear in Australia. Have you guys heard this before? We're not here to spiders.
No.
What?
I can't.
This is a very common Australian. Like,
you've never.
That's crazy.
We don't hang out with Australians, Bundun. We only know you.
Have a guess.
You don't say this to us.
I've been that, haven't I?
Have a guess. Have a guess.
We're not here to mess around.
I think it says what it means. Like, I don't.
We got to lock in. We got to lock in.
Yes. How easy is that? We're not here to mess around. We are locking in. We are taking things serious. We are not here to fuck spiders.
I should get extra credit for getting the exact phrasing.
Yeah, Dano, you get 2 points. Mm. All right, last one. This is hard. And you got to use everything you've learned today. This is a fucking bludger bogan.
Yeah,
I'm
this
lost.
Guy.
I'm lost, coach. Mm-hmm.
Is
wait, Johnny.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what a bogan is. It's like a type of guy.
Yeah?
I'm trying to remember what type of guy, though.
Wait, Bundun, didn't you teach us that, like, this is, like, a guy that, like, works out, but that is, like, terrible? Or is
what?
That something different? No, that's something different. You had told us,
what
like,
you
went
say?
On, like, a...
Is this guy who works out, but is terrible? What does that even mean?
No, like, he's, like, a, like, he's a strong, like, gym
like,
bro.
Like, he's, like, a gym rat.
I remember like a long time ago you took Bam and I on a journey talking about like the types of gym bros in Australia and that like they all have their own individual names. Do you remember that conversation?
Vaguely.
I think so. I can't remember. Anyway, look, you're not even close. But Johnny's the closest. It is this guy. Is this person is a fucking lazy country Australian. A bogan. So person. Bludger means you're lazy. Like you're bludging. You bludge class, whatever. And then a bogan is like a redneck, but Australian one. So there you go.
That. Mm-hmm.
And that's my presentation, guys. Dude, you are now officially Australian. Well
great.
Done. You've learned.
Oh,
right on.
Didgeridoo. I'm Australian now. No one can say I can't say these
Dana,
things.
Try to use the C word now in a sentence.
Yeah, please.
Oi, get off the couch, you bogan.
Nice, did pretty
that
good.
Was pretty good,
I'm
honestly.
Proud of you, man.
Wait. That was
there we
pretty
go.
Good.
That's hype. Dude,
all right, see that? You gotta spin the wheel. You gotta spin the wheel to see if you get to go.
True. Hold on.
If it lands on red, you don't get to present, and the podcast ends right now.
You guys get to pick one color each. If it lands on that, podcast ends, all right?
Red.
What?
One color
each?
Too many chances.
Wait, that's crazy. That's crazy. No, I like this. I love playing with fire. Let's make the stakes high. Guys, do not look at the amount of time left in the video. Do not do that right now. Do not do that right now.
All
right. I choose blue. That dark blue.
So you're this one, Dana?
Yeah.
See presentation.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Johnny, do you
give
want
me red.
Okay.
I'm already Tracer. I'll be pink.
Bam, be the like the blue, the light like the.
No, I don't want to be responsible for ending the episode.
No, Bam, pick like green. Pick green.
No, you can't choose red again. You can't choose red again.
No, I'm not. I'm choosing red again. I'm choosing red.
Bundun, change your answer then to be like green. All right,
well, you guys know your colors. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
Come on. No, I don't want it to be
wheel,
over.
Wheel. End the episode. End the episode. End the episode. End the episode. End the episode.
That's insane if it ends.
Oh. Oh, oh, I guess I'm doing my presentation.
He made it.
I just want the audience to know, didn't it land on that exact shade of blue 3 times in a row?
I don't know. The wheel has a mind of its own.
That wheel's weighted. There's magnets on the... That's why you didn't want to flip it. There's magnets on the back.
Are we ready for my presentation?
Yes.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Is that Google Slides?
It is Google Slides. I made
W, man. L, PowerPoint, W, Google Slides.
All right.
I'm going to make $1 million with Toon Turf and then shove it up your... with PowerPoint.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are we ready to begin? I want you guys to say when this begins for a reason I will disclose later.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm not.
I'm ready.
I have consent.
In three, all right, I'm ready. Two, one, here we go. Welcome to my presentation, everyone. Today, I will be covering the crazy, crazy story.
If it says Switch 2,
I'm running Super Mario Bros. 1 entirely by memory. All right. I am now going to explain to you how a speedrun of this game works using nothing but the very, very low amount of cogs in my brain. All right? Are we ready to begin, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
This will be on the quiz later.
I'm ready.
You can pause at any time to ask questions. All right?
All right, take notes.
So, I just want to preface. There is no research done for this video. I speedran the game yesterday. All right? There will be wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
Part one. The levels. There are 8 total levels to play in a Mario Bros. Speedrun. We have 1-1, 1-2, 4-1, 4-2, and then all of World 8.
I have a question.
Yes, Bundun.
Is there no... Why is there no 2? Why does it go 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, and then 4? Why does it go
like
that? Is that what
I'm glad you asked. Let's get into that right now, shall we? Level 1-1. We all know it. We all love it, right? Who here hasn't played 1-1? Mm-hmm. The answer is no one. Everyone's played it, right? So this is a pretty standard level. You run through it pretty fast. But there is a very, very funny
I'm
rule.
I'm getting really hot.
That needs explain. Oh, we can wait for you, Dano. We can wait.
Wait, Steve. No, Dano, you're making the speed run take longer. Also, your camera's tracking you take off your shirt.
You can't hear us. You can't hear us.
Anna had an LGS Dano's naked body right now.
Dude, he just Steve put his arm through the head hole. Right. Anyways.
Wait, what just happened? How did he go? What did he just throw away?
I think Dano took a shirt from another shirt and put it on. That was impressive.
But then why
that was an impressive tech.
But then why did he try to put the 2 shirts on at once at the start? Like, he did that at the start, and then he just gave up. I'm so confused.
Okay. Anyway,
the camera, Dano, the camera saw all of it. I want you to know
all of it. All right, let's continue.
Anna, put an LGS over it. Put an LGS over it.
Back in. There's also something called a flagpole glitch where you can glitch into the bottom of the flagpole. It's like a frame perfect trick, and it just skips the animation of on the flagpole. I don't know how that works. I will not explain it. But I want to talk about something called the frame rule system. This is the reason why this game has almost reached perfection in speedrunning. Mario 1 operates on a system known as frame rules. This mainly comes up when beating a level or transitioning to a new, like, scene or area, right? The game splits up time into segments of 21 frames when triggering these events. Now, what does this mean? So, if a player were to reach the goal right here.
Oh my god.
If the player was going to reach the goal on frame 1, and then another player who's on the same pace reaches it on frame 20 of a certain second, they will both spawn at level 2 on the exact same frame, regardless of that time difference. All right? This will be very important later. All right? Do we understand? This will be extremely important.
So you want to be at the start of the frame cycle when you finish a level.
Or you want to be in the frame cycle.
Gotcha.
So there's leeway. There's a 21 frame leeway. That's a third of a second. This game runs at 60 frames per second. So now we're at 1-2, which has a secret warp zone if you jump over the pipe right here.
Got it.
Let me move myself. If you go and you go, hold on. You go, woohoo! All right.
A little demo.
Right?
Little demo.
There we go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. LGS. Get the check. And then, so there's a neat skip you can do by jumping through there, through this pipe right here, which I forget how to do it. But the main thing is that this pipe will take you to World 4-1, and it got Lakitu.
Huge skip.
The Koopa. All right.
It got Lakitu. Mm-hmm.
But now, here is probably one of the most difficult stages in the entire run. 4-2. This is the final underground level you go in. All right. And it has another warp zone that leads to World 8. There are two ways to access this warp zone, however. The logical method is to use this vine right here. This vine will take you up to this sub area. However, there is a faster method at play. But first, we need to talk about how sub areas work in Super Mario Bros. 1. All right. Depending on the position, the X coordinate of Mario, depending if he's over here or over here, a different sub area will be loaded. Imagine that if Mario hits an invisible trigger, it goes into the next sub area region until the next sub area is triggered. All right. So we see this is 1-1 here. Mario goes down into the pipe and it loads this specific sub area. Do we understand? Do we understand where all of this? Yes. So let's talk a bit more about 4-2. The sub area that contains the warp zone is accessed from this vine. But you see, Mario's climbing the vine, right? He's climbing the vine. It's taken too long. Too long. So we don't want Mario to climb this vine, but we still want him to be able to get to World 8. So how in the world do we do that? Does anyone want to take a guess?
Zelda gem. Wait 8 hours.
Chi engine.
Incorrect, both of you. It is...
ooh.
Sub-pixel repositioning.
That was my next guess. Right. That was my next guess.
That's the obvious answer. I was going to say that. Everyone knows this.
So
yeah.
Do you folks know how Mario's sub-area trigger is dependent on his position, right? We all know this. And Mario's pixels have pixels, all right? So we're dealing with values on the screen that cannot even be identifiable by a pixel measurement. So as the camera scrolls with Mario, he's going to be bumping up against some of these walls. And by doing that, the camera is going to move a bit forward every single time, making the camera position not hit the trigger. Or moves the camera back, pardon me. Moves the camera back a bit every single time, or Mario back every single time. But if we push Mario back enough in 4-2, we'll be able to go into another pipe in 4-2 that accesses a sub area. But since we have pushed Mario back far enough, it'll reach the sub zone. Yes, Dano?
I have a very particular, like...
I don't even want to... I'll just say... no, Dano, continue.
I'm trying to, like, pay attention in class, but I feel like I have, like, a learning thing. Is there any way that you could either put Subway Surfers on the screen or jingle keys in front of your camera every couple seconds?
Oh, my God.
I appreciate that. That's what I needed. Okay. Yes. All right, I'm locked in. Thank you. I would appreciate if you just do that every couple seconds or so. Yeah. Anna, can you turn up the sound effect for the keys in Premiere? Thank you.
Okay, so by activating this vine block that we see all the way... oh, don't go too ahead of ourselves. By activating this vine block that we see right here, and then moving a bit more forward to the level to access this pipe right here, instead of going into the subzone, which we see right here, Mario is wrong warped into the previous subzone because he's been pushed back far enough, so the game still thinks this one should be loaded, while skipping the vine climbing animation.
This is actually a fire skip. This is actually so
this
sick.
All happens in less than 15 seconds.
Wait, are we get question teacher, sorry. Yes, are we going to watch a video of your speed run after this?
No. It's are from
gonna
memory.
Teacher, are you going to do it live?
I could, but I cannot do this skip. This is not something I can do. This is something I know of.
Okay.
If I was an audio listener, I would have put a gun in my mouth already.
Dana, come on.
This then brings us to 8-1.
To complain for a whole presentation
you're right.
Too tough.
Being an animator is so hard. I'm working on a solo project.
This little guy, this lawyer. Oh my god.
You're right.
So now we are at 8-1, which is a basic level. And do you see anything wrong with this image right here?
Mario's in a piranha plant.
Correct. Fun fact.
I'm paying attention.
Fun fact. Right. If I were to go down to the size of a piranha plant's hitbox, it would probably be right here.
Whoa, wait, are you serious?
Piranha plant's hitboxes in the original Mario Bros. 1 are so incredibly small, at most, you can jump right over them.
I actually did not know that. That's insane.
And you knew everything else?
What the hell were they doing?
That's a fun fact.
I knew everything else. Yeah, that was the one thing.
All right. So, this brings us to 8-2. And there's nothing to say here, except I remember there's this one trick called fast acceleration that's frame perfect and makes Mario reach top speed like a few frames faster. It's used constantly in the run. It's frame perfect. It's crazy. I don't know how people do it. Mario 1 speedrunners are crazy. 8-3 is the last standard level. However, do you guys remember frame rules? Do you remember what they are?
I do.
Let's get some nods. Let's get some nods of confirmation, right? Since the game operates this way, the real-time speedrun has been able to match the tool-assisted speedrun up to this point in time.
Crazy! That is actually
players have gotten good enough to, you know, finish on the same frame rule as the tool-assisted speedrun, which is an insane,
insane
thing.
Could you explain to the viewers who might not know what a TAS run
a tool-assisted speedrun
that actually is
was
kind of crazy.
Imagine animating something, right? You're going frame by frame, putting in the images and saying where they go. Now imagine if you're playing a game, but every frame you have control over the entire controller with an extreme level of precision, inputting different inputs every single frame. You record all of those.
Is the robot perfect?
You record all of those and you play them back, and that's a tool-assisted speedrun. It is a speedrun that technically shouldn't be physically possible. However, with Mario Bros.
Like
1,
Rushy,
it might become the new standard soon. However, the one not yet. And that's because the only level where frame rules, the whole system doesn't apply, is 8-4. Since time ends
that's pretty
when
epic,
you grab
actually.
The axe. So you could be on a frame-perfect speedrun, do everything perfect, and choke on the final level. There's many frame perfect tricks, and if you guys don't know what frame perfect is, I should probably explain it. It's inputs within so precise they have to be inputted within 1/60th of a second, which is one frame in this case. And since there's so many different patterns of Bowser's attacks, this entire level itself is a puzzle. But speedrunners have made it so that I think there are only three frames or something crazy like that until the real-time speedrun reaches perfection.
And that pretty much means, right, if you're the first person to do that, you're forever the number one. No one can ever beat you because you'll be the first person to do the perfect speedrun.
I'm going
to
be so real. I don't know if it's 3 frames or 3 seconds for the final level. And I don't even know if that statement about it being, it's close. Probably, I'd say, within the next 5 years, Super Mario Bros. 1 will be perfected.
What are the speedrun times right now?
Well,
what is it?
I'm so glad you asked that, Bundun, because that is it for the presentation, and I'm stopping my watch to say that the total amount of time that has passed has been 12 minutes, 45 seconds, and 19 milliseconds, and someone could have beaten Mario Bros. 1 twice in that time. I believe it's 4 minutes and 54 seconds. I'm going to look up the world record right now.
4 minutes? That's like doable. Like when you like get back to that end boss and it's just like, oh, let's run it back.
Currently.
It'll take me another 5 minutes.
The time is 4 minutes, 54 seconds, and 56 milliseconds.
I wonder if someone's streaming on Twitch right now. Ooh,
and if we look at the TAS.
That would be hype. Yeah.
The tool-assisted speedrun time, I believe, is 4 minutes. I'm looking it up now. 4 minutes, 54 seconds, 0.265.
All right. I'm not even going to lie. That presentation was like the best, like actual like presentation, well researched, whenever. Can we do another episode?
I did
of this
it from memory.
Future? Number one.
There was no research, Dano.
All right. Well, number one, I would love to just do like a really nerdy episode where all of us like, where all of us make presentations that are just like personal, I don't know, obsessions we all have. Except for Pear. Yeah, hyperfixations. Yeah, except Pear. I just want to see what Pear's presentation would be, because I feel like it would have been really funny.
That episode would be like 4 hours long, I feel. If that was true. If we were allowed to nerd out about
the hyperfixation episode.
Guys, I think there's one more thing we have to do. We have to spin the wheel.
Okay, so spin the wheel, and if it lands on red, we have to film for another 3 hours.
All right. All right.
Yeah, and stream.
All right, thanks for watching. Bye!